Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome to the Seniorology Podcast. I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm so happy you're here. If you're a high school senior photographer trying to grow your business, then this is the perfect place for you. As a senior photographer with a business that's been up and running for over 12 years, I can confidently say that by having the right tools, the right mindset, and the right education, you can become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Because guess what? If I can do it, so can you. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. If you're listening to this episode when it came out, then I hope you had a great holiday and happy new year. I took a little break to enjoy the holidays with my family, but I'm back with part two of the PR of photography. In the first episode of the series, we talked about how to pitch your business to outlets so you can create buzz for your business. If you haven't listened to that episode, be sure to click the link in the show notes so you can listen. Today, we're going to dive into part two, which is how to make your own PR. As a review, PR is the professional maintenance of a favorable public image by a company. Or in simple terms, it's the communication from a company to the public so that they have a positive idea of that company. So how does that apply to running a photography business? Well, we need to create a positive image with our potential clients so they'll want to work with us. One way to do that is to use other outlets such as magazines, television, news shows, newspapers, etc., to help communicate a positive image to the public. But what happens when we can't get one of these outlets to feature us? Well, first off, we want to make sure that we are pitching ideas to potential outlets more than once. We can't just take no, we've got to follow up. But the second part of that is making our own PR and not relying on other outlets, but using what's at our own disposal. Communicating about our business ourselves. And we have several tools that we can use that are free in order to make our own PR. Two main tools that we can use to create our own PR for our photography businesses is email marketing and social media. So let's get into them. Email marketing is a great tool to help us communicate the value of our business, help create that positive image in potential clients' minds, and really spread the word about what we're doing in our businesses. And before you say it, I know what you're thinking. Nobody wants to hear about my business. Why would anybody want to sign up for an email list? Why would they care what I'm doing in my business? The truth of the matter is they do care. They want to see what you're doing. They know you're a photographer, but what else are you doing that you can share with them to help create that positive image in their mind? And sending out emails to your list can help you create that PR for your business. So having a solid list is like having a group of loyal fans who are genuinely interested in your work. But how do you build this list? You start by creating a stunning lead magnet. In exchange for their email address, potential clients can receive valuable insights into your senior photography process and you get a new contact. Imagine this, a potential client stumbles upon your website or social media page, intrigued by your stunning senior photography. They're interested, but they need that extra nudge to take the next step, which could be to hire you. This is where a compelling lead magnet comes becomes your secret weapon. First, you have to understand your audience. Before crafting your lead magnet, take the time to understand your target audience. What are their pain points, concerns, desires? What can you share with them that will help them in their lives, that would make them want to give you their email address in exchange for this freebie? Then tailor your lead magnet to address those specific needs. Maybe your parents of seniors are potential clients. What would a parent want in the form of a freebie in order to give you their email address? Well, could be that they're first-time parents of a high school senior, and they don't know what it's like to have a high school senior. And you can provide a freebie that gives them valuable information to navigate through senior year. Maybe that's your lead magnet. Maybe you have seniors as your ideal clients. If you're listening to this podcast, they probably are, right? So what is it a high school senior would want to know? They too might want to know what it's like to be a senior. What do they need to know about senior year? How can you help them navigate through senior year? Maybe you tailor a lead magnet specifically to them and their senior year experience and what they need to know to get through senior year. Maybe they're your ideal clients interested in how to plan a senior session or how to shop for a senior session or where to shop for a senior session. There's so many different ideas when it comes to lead magnets that you can test out. You may not get it right the first time, but test it out. Be willing to create lead magnets. Try them out. See what attracts your target market, what makes them want to get on your email list, and start growing that email list. Once you've created this lead magnet that is getting the attention of your potential clients, either parents or seniors or both, next you have to offer exclusive value. You have to keep them on that email list. You have to give them information in the form of emails that make them even want to open the email and read it, right? So consider providing exclusive content that goes beyond the standard. It could be a beautifully designed style guide featuring the latest trends in senior photos, insider tips for a stress-free photo shoot, or even a behind-the-scenes video showcasing your sessions that make them want to be a part of you taking their photos. Then lastly, you need to have a clear call to action. When you're promoting your lead magnet, provide a clear and compelling call to action. Let potential clients know what they'll gain by exchanging their email. What are they going to get? Are they just going to get the freebie? Are they going to get the freebie and you popping in their inbox every so often? What are they going to get out of giving you their email? You have to make it worth their while. Use language that emphasizes the value they're about to receive and how it will enhance their senior photography experience. So that's your first step, is creating a captivating email list. You have to create the freebie, then you have to create the emails that provide value, and then you have to tell people about the freebie with a call to action. Nobody's going to happen upon your freebie on their own. You've got to talk about it and tell them exactly what they're going to get in exchange for giving you their email address. Once you've piqued their interest with a stunning lead magnet, you've laid the foundation for meaningful connections to turn potential clients into loyal fans. So now that you've got this lead magnet and you're getting emails added to your email list, how does that become PR for your photography business? Well, once you've captured that email, it's time to engage with your audience with well-crafted emails that go out every so often. You have to keep them interested. You have to tell them what you want to convey about your business. That's where the PR part comes in. You have to be your own cheerleader and not feel bad about sharing the awesome things you're doing in your business, because email marketing is a long game. The more you share about you and your business, the more these people on your email list are interested and grow a connection to you and want to hire you for their senior photos. So here are three things you'll want to keep in mind when it comes to creating the actual emails that go out after the freebie. First, you definitely want to segment your audience. What does that mean? It means to organize your audience so you know why they became part of your list, what it is they entered their email list for, maybe even what year they are Are they in their senior year, or are they a parent of a senior year? However you choose to organize it, you want to make sure you know who this person is and why they became part of your email list, so you know how to tailor those emails to that specific audience. Now that you have your list segmented and you have people on your list, it's time to create compelling emails that pique their interest and make them open them once they land in their inbox. You want to use these emails to tell stories, share information, and provide valuable content to your email list. This is where the PR comes in. This is where you're going to share and communicate things about your business to your email list so that they have a favorable and positive image of you and your business, which is the whole point of PR, right? You want to share things like success stories, how you became a photographer, tips on senior year, how to have a stress-free senior photo shoot, how to make the most of your senior year, where to shop. There's so many things that you can share that help promote your business in the eyes of the people on your email list. Don't be afraid to share. I know it sometimes feels like bragging, but if you can't be your own PR manager, who else is going to, right? You have to share the things about your business that will make your potential clients have a positive image of you. So don't be afraid to share positive things that's going on in your life and your business to connect with the people on your email list. You want to make sure that you're showing up, providing value, and fostering a relationship with those that have become a part of your email list. And then lastly, you want to offer limited time offers to people on your email list, exclusive promotions, exclusive deals, sense of urgency to help them or help nudge them into booking you for their senior session. The whole point of an email campaign is to get them interested in knowing more about your business so that they want to book a senior session with you. Now, if you need more help creating email marketing campaigns, creating that list, a freebie, marketing to seniors, getting booked for senior sessions, making four figures per senior session, and becoming the go-to senior photographer in your area, the Seniorology Semester is a six-month coaching program specifically designed for you. This program includes marketing to seniors and parents, building websites that convert visitors into clients, pricing your work for profit, creating an amazing experience that seniors want to be a part of, and so much more. The Seniorology Semester is currently open for enrollment. If you're ready to take the senior side of your business to the next level, book senior clients on repeat, and make four figures per session, the Seniorology Semester is for you. You can learn more about it by visiting www.seniorology.com/semester or clicking on the link in the show notes. Now, let's switch gears and get into social media and how you can use that tool to create your own PR for your business. Social media is one that we talk a lot about because it's free and it works. You want to make sure that you're using social media to create that favorable image, that positive image about your business in the eyes of potential clients. You want to have a brand persona that stands out, that shows off your unique style and makes potential seniors want to book you as their senior photographer. It's not just about taking stunning photos. It's about capturing the essence of this exciting and transformative time in a teenager's life. So consider the message that you want to convey through your photos and posts when you start to plan what you might post to promote your business. Are you the photographer who captures the raw, candid moments? Or perhaps you're focused on creating dreamy editorial style images? Whatever your style is, make sure it's consistent across all your social media platforms. And don't forget to let your personality shine through. High school seniors and their parents want to work with someone who not only has the technical skills, but also understands the importance of making the photo shoot an enjoyable and memorable experience. You want to make sure that you're using social media as a two-way street, meaning a conversation. You're being social. You're engaging. You're not just posting, but you're posting and engaging and creating relationships with your followers who could then become potential senior clients. You want to make sure that you're interacting on social media. The more your audience feel connected to you, the more they'll have a favorable image of you. To increase your engagement on your social media platforms, consider running polls, Q&A sessions, going live, anything you can do to create that engagement. This not only builds a sense of community, but also increases the visibility of your content, making it more likely that potential clients will come across your profile. Remember, engagement is not just about quantity, it's about quality. Be sure to respond thoughtfully and show genuine interest in your audience. This will not only boost your online presence, but also contribute to building that positive reputation for your photography business. While showcasing your stunning senior portraits is essential, don't underestimate the power of educational content. Use your social media platforms to share tips and insights about preparing for a senior photo shoot, choosing the right outfits, or even going behind the scenes in the photography editing process. By positioning yourself as the expert, you're not only providing value to your audience, but you're building trust. Back when we talked about getting your photography business on news outlets and how that could help you position yourself as the expert, you can do the same with your own social media channels. When potential clients see that you not only create beautiful images, but also share your knowledge, they're more likely to choose you as their senior photographer. Consider creating short video tutorials, blog posts, or even Instagram carousels that offer practical advice. This not only sets you apart from other photographers, but also establishes you as a go-to resource for all things senior photography. So there you have it, guys, the second part of the PR of Photography series. Remember, building a captivating email list, crafting a compelling email campaign, and nurturing those relationships through your email are all powerful tools in your public relations and marketing toolkit. When it comes to social media, defining your brand persona, engaging your audience, and showcasing your expertise through educational content are powerful tools in your pocket. Building a successful high school senior photography business is not only about getting booked, but it's about creating a community of satisfied clients that only grows over time. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a new episode, and please share it with your photography friends too. If you're looking to connect and market to seniors in your area more effectively, or you want advice on breaking out as an educator in the photography world, I would love to hear from you and help you in any way I can. If you have questions, you can DM me on Instagram or email me at info@seniorology.com. And if you like this episode, please let me know. I love hearing from my listeners and would love to hear from you too. You can leave a review or email me directly and let me know what other topics you want to hear right here on the Seniorology podcast. I'll be back next week with an all new episode. See you then. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology podcast.